Okay, so now we're going to meditate in order to understand and remember the laws of energy. That means the mathematical equations that we can use to quantify the concept of energy in its different forms. So we just sit up straight on a chair, we can cross your legs, put your palms over your laps, palms open facing up. Take a long, deep inhalation and slowly exhale. Again, inhale and slowly exhale, eyes closed. Big smile on your face, even if it's artificial. Relax your face, relax your brain. Open-minded. And become aware of the energy inside your body. Energy in the form of heat, in the form of electricity, in the form of chemical energy. Different forms of energy in the blood, in the respiratory system. Just become aware that your body has energy in different forms, but directly or indirectly, all this energy that is now in your body came from the sun. So the sun is the first source of energy. So the light, the heat that comes from the sun is energy. By definition. So we could define energy as what our body-mind system uses to work, to do all the five actions, or directly as what comes from the sun. So become aware again of the air around your body. The volume of air moving into your body, pushed by a difference of pressure, is giving you energy from the air, aeolic energy. The volume of air multiplied by a difference of pressure. It is the energy that is stored by air, pneumatic systems. So two things we need, something moving, something pushes. When we multiply them together, we have energy from the air, energy from the gases. Inhale. Exhale. Now become aware of the energy that is also stored in hydraulic systems. If you have an amount of water at a certain pressure or at a certain gravitational potential energy, that is called hydraulic energy, a dam, a volume of air stored at a certain pressure is giving you hydraulic energy. Every system that works with hydraulic energy uses a volume of air and a difference of pressure that is pushing that volume of water, Just become aware of the hydraulic energy as volume multiplied by pressure. Inhale. Exhale. Become aware of the energy in the form of electricity in your body and also outside of your body. Whenever there is an electric system, we have a charge being pushed by a difference of voltage. So the product of voltage and charge is called electric energy. Two things you need for electric energy. Manifest. A battery, that means a potential difference that pushes the charges, and the charges that are actually in the wires that can move through the wires, through the circuit. Energy in the form of electricity equals charge times voltage. This is known as Joule's law. And finally, become aware of the energy of your body, the mass of your body sitting tall. That means with a certain difference of height from the earth, from the zero level, a mass at a certain gravitational potential is giving you gravitational potential energy. A stone, a rock over a cliff has gravitational potential energy. An apple on a tree has gravitational potential energy. If that apple falls, that gravitational potential energy becomes kinetic energy. So different forms of energy, all coming from the sun directly or indirectly. Now ponder on this question. If energy cannot be created and energy cannot be destroyed, where does the sun get the energy? How does the sun, the stars, transform energy in order to radiate all that energy out? Ponder on that question for a minute. Inhale. Exhale. The answer to that question is in the atoms that are inside the stars, hydrogen atoms. The oldest atoms in the universe, when they fuse together, they radiate energy. So energy essentially comes from matter, from mass. That is Einstein's famous equation, E equals mc squared. Mass is energy mysteriously trapped. In one atom, there is a huge amount of energy. Your body is made out of trillions of atoms. Every single atom has an enormous amount of energy stored as matter.